Quick look at the markets then. All share down a touch today. It's at 54,123. Same with the top 40 index. The Rand 11.82 to the dollar 18.52 against sterling, 13.15 against the euro. Gold price $1,205.84 an ounce. Platinum $1,151.05 an ounce. And Brent crude up at $66.52 a barrel. Hello, David.
Who was that reading the news?
It didn't sound like the Mizan, right? I've sent her off home. Drink lots of water, hot water and lemon and honey and all that stuff. And don't talk to anyone. Shame, man. Flu is terrible. Terrible. But trade, also not much going on today except for
a lot of results.
Lots of results,
and
obviously.
Very influential on the market.
Yeah.
I don't think the MPC meeting had much impact. I think it was very much in line. In fact, we were talking about what the issues were last night. Inflation's going to be affected by wage increases,
and
petrol price and so on, electricity
as well,
etc. And I think most analysts probably penciling in a 0.25% rise maybe towards the end of the year now. But it did hurt the Rand. I think there might have been a view that the Rand was going to strengthen. Rates would go up, and therefore the Rand would draw some money into the country. But the fact that there wasn't a rise, the Rand weakened again, 11.85. So not serious, but a lot of results. Aspen,
Mediclinic
a big
down,
one.
What was it?
Down 8%.
8% on
and
the day.
I think it rather harsh, because if you go through the results. The reason that they missed forecast was that, they're building hotels in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi, and their startup costs there. Also in Switzerland, there were certain tariff increases that they didn't expect, tariff reductions that they didn't expect, which hurt their margins in Switzerland. Pull down margins in their hospitals and that. But I think they'll overcome most of those. They are adding more beds in Switzerland and increasing it.
Yeah.
So I think given time, they'll recover it. But the market was quite
harsh. And they were so nice to Netcare just the other day.
Look, the local operations did well.
Yes.
But remember, this is a company this is a healthcare company or a hospital group that earns a lot more outside
than it does
South Africa than it does. I looked at Remgro, which has a big stake, didn't affect them at all. They were down a mere 0.5%, and they've got a big stake in the company.
Investec also out today. We chatted to Stephen Kossoff, and they're quite pleased with where they are right now.
It's taken the time,
but he says they're back to where they were mid 2000s. He feels.
Yeah, I think they've repositioned themselves. Got rid of a lot of the businesses that they didn't want. And they're really becoming where they were originally, specialized lending.
Yeah.
And also a wealth company. And I think, the wealth company does very well. What's interesting is I still think most of the earnings are coming from here. And it does hurt them in translation into pounds.
Yeah.
So I think if you viewed it in rands, it's a much better result than the pound results as well. But, very steady. They were the only company to go up in the financial sector. I'm generalizing, but most of the banks were down. So market also pleased with those results.
Zohosan, we're not gambling anymore?
No, and a worrying result, because it does begin to reflect the pressure on consumers.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's an industry that's probably peaking.
And one of the things he said, and we were laughing about it, myself and Alok, that obviously a lot of the hotel business tends to depend on people holding conferences, and we know who holds conferences a lot, government, and with austerity measures in place.
I laughed at that, because the statement was a little more terse than that. It didn't quite say conferences. It just said government austerity. They're no longer. And I said, what does that hurt? Does it hurt the hotels or the gambling?
Both. A bit of both.
But they were down, and you can see that it's becoming a lot harder and harder them to earn revenue on game. Look, the market didn't flinch.
Mm.
Market was up 2.5%. Yes, they've come back a little from their 28 levels, but I thought that on the result and on the outlook statement, you might find more reversal. No, it held up.